So the possibility of a GOP convention in Cincinnati is bringing about all kinds of scenarios. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson wrote about it in his column this weekend. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So if the convention by some chance does get picked to be in Cincinnati, it's possible the nominee could also be from nearby. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a long shot, but it's possible. You've got at least three people who may end up running. You got Rand Paul in Kentucky, who seems to be the most likely to run. John Kasich, if he's reelected, a lot of people think that he could be a candidate. And there's a lot of buzz about Rob Portman as a potential dark horse candidate, although he's not really said much about it.
Well, you mentioned Rand Paul already is talking about running. What about John Kasich, Governor Kasich? He's doing some preliminary work?
Yeah, well, Kasich's interesting. He spent the weekend in Las Vegas at a luxury hotel that's owned by a casino mogul, a billionaire by the name of Sheldon Adelson. And he went, and Jeb Bush went, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, they all went to this big Republican-Jewish coalition meeting at this hotel. Now, Adelson raises unbelievable amounts of money for Republicans. He raised about $100 million in 2012. There was some talk that it was kind of like a cattle call for potential Republican candidates that Adelson and the Republican-Jewish coalition could get behind. Kasich's people said, no, we're there to get his help in the 2014 reelection campaign, but who knows?
Well, does he also give to governor's reelection campaigns as well as presidential?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And he's supported Kasich in the past.
What about Rand Paul? He's been all over the country. It sounds
right.
Like he's making lots of noise.
Rand Paul is on top of a lot of the polls nationally, not by a whole lot. That may be a temporary phenomenon. I don't know. It's too early to tell. Obviously, he's a Tea Party favorite. The Republicans tend to nominate more moderate mainstream candidates than Rand Paul, and I think that's the biggest thing you'll have going against him, is that he won't have the endorsements of the House members, the Senate members, others, who are influential in the party. But, it's a possibility.
And then Rob Portman, his name came along a lot the last time in terms of vice presidential nominee. What about Rob this time?
Rob Portman's been named in several national publications as, hey, why don't we take a look at this guy? He's smart. He's articulate. He's a little bit different than the normal Republican. He came out last year in favor of same-sex marriage, which, might appeal to some people who otherwise wouldn't vote Republican. But Portman's really not indicated that he has any interest.
So, and it's just way too soon to say if that'll
It's happen. Way too soon. I mean, it's hard to tell what the picture will be 1 year from now, much less 2 years from now.
Well, there's a lot more than politics in the air today. The Reds open their season. You, a longtime baseball fan, what's it mean to you?
Well,
I should point out Howard is sitting here in a red shirt.
Yes.
That's a Reds shirt, a Reds jacket. And I think you
it's
had
a Reds
hat
warm-up
on.
Jacket, yes.
Yeah, and a Reds hat on earlier. So
yeah,
I didn't check your socks.
To me, it's the first day of summer. I mean, I love it. I mean, it's baseball's back. All's right with the world. I mean, this is Cincinnati, and Cincinnati takes us, as a real holiday. A long, hard winter is over. Spring is back. You kind of have hope and excitement and anticipation in the air. And everybody, wants this team to do well. And it's a celebration. It has been for decades and decades and decades, generation after generation, and it always will be.
You've been attending games since when?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first game I went to was at Crosley Field when I was 6 years old, and that was in 1959.
So you've been around a
while. You've dated me, yes.
Well, Howard, enjoy the game. You get to go today, so
yes.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
I should point out also that Howard Wilkinson has written an essay. You can find that all about opening day on our webpage, wvxu.org. Howard is our political reporter, and he joins me each Monday morning at this time. You also can read his regular columns at wvxu.org.